Marquette switched to the Golden Eagles in 1994 out of concern for offending Native Americans. The most recent serious push to switch back to Warriors came this spring. That's when Board of Trustees Vice Chairman Wayne Sanders announced at a graduation ceremony that another trustee would give the school $1 million if the change was made. Marquette spokeswoman Bridget O'Brien says Wednesday is the first regularly scheduled meeting of the board since that offer was made.
Well, this has been an issue, of course, for the last 10 years. It's been important to many of our alumni and fans. They've brought it up. The board did feel that this was an appropriate time to just have the discussion and get it moving once and for all.
Activists feel now is the time to drop the idea once and for all. Barb Munson is a member of the Oneida Nation and chairs the Wisconsin Indian Education Association's task force on mascots and nicknames. She says Indian logos, no matter how carefully conceived, have a dehumanizing and confusing effect.
Indian people experience other Indian people as their mothers, their fathers, their brothers, and their sisters. These are real people. So when you are shown stereotypes, that, of course, causes you to wonder which is right. Are Indian people supposed to be thoughtful and considerate of one another, or are they supposed to be fierce?
The Marquette Board of Trustees is not expected to make any final decision this week. Terry Bell, Wisconsin Public Radio.